Presentation will no doubt deepen your appreciation for Jehovah's marvelous creative powers. Brother David Slackman of the Central Congregation in Stafford, Texas, will present the talk, Behold the Abounding Wealth of the Seas.
Have you ever stood on the ocean shore watching the waves dash against the rocks while enjoying the salt spray touching your face? Sounds good, doesn't it? Have you ever marveled at the vastness of the ocean, its might and its mystery? And when the ocean goes on a rampage, nothing that man can build can stay its fury. One of Jehovah's marvelous creative works is the sea or earth's oceans. What's really interesting about all of this is that while we can be instructed by sea life, we at the same time can be physically sustained from the extremely small plankton to the huge, immense whale. We do well to appreciate the abounding wealth of the seas, both literal and figurative, because, one, it will strengthen our love for Jehovah. And two, it will strengthen our confidence in His power to act as our deliverer. This expression, abounding wealth of the seas, is found essentially in two verses of the Bible. It's first recorded at Deuteronomy 33 and verse 19, and then in Isaiah 60 and verse 5. Please turn to the Bible book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 33, and let's look at verse number 19. This is the first instance of this expression, the abounding wealth of the seas. Verse number 19. Moses is addressing the nation of Israel and expressing a blessing on the tribe of Zebulun. You remember that there were 12 tribes, and this blessing is going specifically to the tribe of Zebulun. Verse 19 says, to the mountain they will call, they will sacrifice the sacrifices of righteousness, or they, that is, the people of the tribe of Zebulun, will suck the abounding wealth of the sea. There's the expression. And the hidden hoards of the sand. Now, if you were to locate the tribe of Zebulun on a map, you would see that this tribe was situated between the Sea of Galilee and the Mediterranean Sea. So, in effect, the Zebulunites had an easy access to both bodies of water. And that was indeed a blessing, and they could abound in the sea. Now, earlier we mentioned that the sea is essential to sustaining life. And, of course, when you think of sustaining life, one of the first things we think of is food. Now, we're about 40 minutes or so away from lunch. So let's think about some seafood here, like jumbo shrimp and salmon and Icelandic cod. We'll even mention blackened fish. Even fried fish, even tuna fish. But the sea provides much more than food to mankind. For example, it has been estimated that some 70% of the oxygen that we breathe comes from plankton. I mentioned it earlier, plankton. What is it? It's essentially something that is very small, could be microscopic, it could be a plant or an animal, and it generally floats, it drifts in bodies of fresh or salt water. So what is truly marvelous is that while we need the oxygen to live, we also emanate or we release carbon dioxide, which in turn is gratefully absorbed by these plants of the sea. Jehovah really created this plankton to behave more like a sponge. And so when it gets in contact with carbon dioxide, it sort of like laps it up. And this helps to regulate Earth's atmosphere. Does this not bespeak of our glorious Creator and His eternal wisdom? We say, indeed it does. Well then, allow me to consider a few more jewels of sea life that further highlight Jehovah's power and His wisdom. We probably know that most of the life-sustaining rains originate from the sea. But did you realize just how much of this is extracted or drawn up by the sun? Actually, 15 million tons of water. 15 million tons of water in which 85% of it comes from the sea. Now, that took me 8 seconds to say that sentence. And if you were to translate that 8-second time interval, the sun extracted it actually 102 million tons of water from the sea, and I got that by multiplying 15 million tons times 0.85 times 8 seconds. Does this not remind us of the scripture found in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20? Let's turn there, because this is really something about our Creator. Life-sustaining rains, He gives us the oxygen. Then there's the release that we have of the CO2, and the plankton does this. In Romans chapter 1, verse 20, the apostle said this, "For His invisible qualities are clearly seen from the world's creation onward, because they are perceived by the things made." That's what we just discovered, as we were being observing of this. "Even His eternal power and Godship, so that they are inexcusable." You see, brothers, the sea has been wonderfully designed by our loving and wise Creator. And we are in awe of Jehovah's eternal power and Godship. Now, when we contemplate sea creatures, so we've gone from really like sea life, like in the plants, and then we took a look at these the rains and so forth that come from the sea. But now we're going to focus on sea creatures. We are again introduced to Jehovah's display of wisdom, love, and power of another kind. For example, are we not humbled and amazed by the huge whale, Earth's largest creature? Now you take the blue whale, for example, which can weigh over 120 tons. 120 tons. So I said to myself, what's 120 tons? What can you envision that's 120 tons? Well, okay, I'll translate that. That's 240,000 pounds. So we know it's not going to get on a scale. So we need a little bit more help. 120 tons. Well, an elephant weighs about 4 tons, so we multiply that by 30, we'll get there. So imagine 30 elephants. That's how much this blue whale weighs. So now we take a little bit closer look at his anatomy. His heart alone weighs over 1,000 pounds, a 1,000-pound heart. Now, he's good-hearted. And he's able to pump some 14,000 pounds of blood through its body. You know, our heart is about the size of a fist, you see? And we're talking about something that is 1,000 pounds. So we go to another area of his anatomy, the tongue. You want to guess what that is? His tongue can weigh over 6,600 pounds. And what's fascinating about all of this is that imagine the strength it would take to just move the tongue. A newborn calf, that's what they call these blue whales when they see little baby, we can't call them babies because that's really referring to humans. So we could say a newborn calf can measure over 20 feet. That's the basketball goal, you know, to the rim there is 10 feet. Double that. The 20. So you say, oh, look at the little cutie. Well, he's not a little cutie thing. I mean, he might be cutie, but, you know. Another kind of whale is called the sperm whale, and it's specifically designed to go into deep waters. Incidentally, the sperm whale seems to be the champion diver. The diver, the champion diver. Now, what makes him such a champion is that he can go down 3,000 feet. Now, it's a 5,280 feet to a mile, so he's almost down there. You know, he's more than halfway down in the ocean, and guess how long he can remain submerged? No, not just 10 minutes. Actually, an hour and a half, 90 minutes. So this, again, is speaking of the power and the wisdom of our God, Jehovah. And then we'd like to go to another type of sea creature, like the giant squid, as an example of God's wisdom and design. You know, we know that for centuries, the squid was the subject of much legend. But in modern times, there have been some squids that have measured over 50 feet in length. And are you aware that there are certain kinds of squids that have a striking resemblance to the human eye? Of course, one big difference is the size. Our eye is approximately 1 inch in diameter. This particular squid has an eye of 15 inches, or more than a foot in diameter. Moreover, Jehovah endowed these other species of squid to kind of thrust out of water, sort of like a jet thrust, that's sufficient to propel this thing out of water and take what we call a parabolic, that's a parabolic trajectory, and it can stay out like this, kind of like in the air, for 100 feet. Thus, we are humbled, we're amazed, and full of appreciation for Jehovah's wisdom, his power, his creativity regarding the abounding wealth of the seas. The brothers, I tell you now that as you are sitting and listening, that there is something much more desirable than all of the wealth of the literal sea. And then you say, well, what could that be? Let's turn to Haggai chapter 2, and let's consider verses 6 and 7. Haggai chapter 2 and verses numbers 6 and 7. What could be more I'm more important and to be appreciated more than the literal sea? Haggai 2 and verse 6 and 7 says, for this is what Jehovah of armies has said. Yet once more, it is a little while, and I am rocking the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry ground. Then I will rock all the nations, and all the desirable things of the nations must come in, and I will fill this house with glory, Jehovah of armies has said. Well, who are these desirable things of all the nations that fill Jehovah's house? Why does it abound in greater value than all of the wealth of the sea? The answer is because we are the desirable ones of all the nations. We who fit the description of Revelation 7 and verse 9, who make up the great crowd of all nations, we who are honest-hearted and accept Jehovah's offer of deliverance, we are the ones who are more desirable than all of the wealth of the sea. At this time of the end, Jehovah is now bringing in the wealthiness of the sea of mankind, this great crowd which joins itself to spiritual Israel. Please now consider with me the grand prophecy found at Isaiah 60 and verse number 4 and 5, the second mention of the abounding wealth of the seas. This is Isaiah chapter number 60 and verse numbers 4 and 5. Raise your eyes all around and see. They have all of them been collected together. They have come to you from far away. Your own sons keep coming. And your daughters, who will be taken care of on the flank. At that time you will see and certainly become radiant. And your heart will actually quiver and expand. Because to you, the wealthiness of the sea will direct itself. The very resources of the nations will come to you. Now, these verses paint a vivid picture of a worldwide expansion. Let's analyze these verses again. Look at verse number 4. You'll notice in verse 4, it uses a pronoun, your. Y-O-U-R. For example, you know, you'll see something like your eyes, your own sons, your daughters. The pronoun your refers to the anointed of God. Now we can see how Jehovah blesses Israel, the anointed of God, because the anointed ones have obediently and persistently proclaimed Jehovah's message of salvation. If you look at the latter part of verse 5 there, it explains the result of such obedient and persistent proclamation and what it has yielded. Note the expression in verse 5 in the yielding of the wealthiness of the sea. Also, we notice the expression, the very resources of the nations will come to you, that is, to the anointed. The wealthiness of the sea, of course, pictures the multitudes of Christians whose hope is to live on earth forever and have joined with spiritual Israel since the 1930s. So now we can understand why the Spirit-anointed ones have become radiant while their hearts expand with joy and appreciation. The anointed of spiritual Israel, they are full of joy and appreciation because multitudes of those of the great crowd attend conventions like these, and the multitudes of the great crowd desire very much to work along with the anointed in the gathering of more of the wealthiness of the sea. So we, as the great crowd, we have this grand desire. Yes, we want to work with the anointed. We want to get more of the desirable ones or the wealthiness of the sea. Now, brothers, do you not agree that we are privileged to work along with Jehovah as he gathers in more of the wealthiness of the sea? Then as we look forward to a new world where humankind will live in true harmony with earth and sea, our confidence is in our Creator. We know that puny man is at the mercy of the literal sea, but Jehovah is the sea's irresistible ruler. No matter what turbulent situation or great destruction looms on the horizon, those putting their full trust in Jehovah can be assured that their deliverance is at hand.